This is the Composer's Datebook for April 29th. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in 1784, an Italian violinist named Regina Strinazzacchi gave the second of two concerts in Vienna and had the good sense to commission a new work for the occasion from an up-and-coming young Austrian composer named Wolfgang Mozart. "We have the famous Strinazzacchi from Mantua here right now," wrote Wolfgang to his father a few days earlier. "She is a very good violinist, has excellent taste, and a lot of feeling in her playing. I'm composing a sonata for her at this moment, and we'll be performing together on Thursday." Wolfgang's papa must have been pleased to hear about the cash commission, but probably would have frowned to learn that Strinazzacchi received her part barely in time for the performance, and that his son hadn't even bothered to write out his own part in full, just a sketchy outline. It also comes as a shock for us to learn that Regina and Wolfgang never got together to rehearse prior to the concert, which meant that she was probably sight-reading her part and he improvising his. No matter. The new violin sonata was received warmly by Viennese audiences, and afterwards Wolfgang had a whole month or so to dot all the musical I's and cross all the musical T's in his score before it was printed. And for the record, this violin sonata in B-flat major is arguably one of Mozart's finest. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.